When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Don't buy any of this crap for a second. LeBron's not going anywhere. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. I would ask how you are, but listen, you actually feel okay because you've been resigned to what was going to happen here for a few days. So there's no need to pile on. There's no need to open any wounds that are since scabbing over at this point.
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm disgusted by what I saw last night.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I expected that the Lakers would lose. But just looking at the effort that we got from Bron versus the effort that we got from the others, yeah, it's enough to make me hot.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I thought you were okay, but shame on me.
No, I'm not okay. We got plenty of show to get into it, so let's go.
Well, let's do it.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
The Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals, and they take out the Lakers in a four-game sweep.
I'm obviously frustrated not being able to close out one of these games where you were in every game. So that's the frustrating part.
Mark Kestisher, ESPN Radio. Only one place to start, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter. You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So, the Lakers are swept. 113-111. The Nuggets with a monster third quarter after the Lakers led by 15 at the half. LeBron James gave you absolutely everything he had. Not great looks. Forced it late, but I'm not going to get on him about that. 40 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. And Canty, listen, he did everything he could, especially in that first half, to try to will the Lakers to a game five. And ultimately, it came out that the better team just won. But the bigger story after the fact is that LeBron says that he would consider retiring this offseason. Mm. Let's hear from him after the game last night.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Canty, I didn't believe it for a second. And we can point to a myriad of different reasons. But in the moment, that to me was just frustration. But there's some calculation, too.
Yeah, I think this is LeBron applying maximum pressure to the Lakers front office in order to reshape the team in a way that allows him to compete with a squad the likes of the Denver Nuggets. Because let's face it, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., them guys ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
They're going to be there. Like, they are going to be the landlords of the Western Conference. Everybody else is just paying rent unless and until the Lakers make a significant move and add another superstar. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Kyrie Irving is sitting courtside at the games. Now, I understand why Jeannie Buss and why Rob Pelinka would be hesitant to go there when you look at what's happened with Kyrie at the last couple of stops in his NBA career. Hell, even if you want to take it back to what we saw in Boston, it hasn't been great. And there have been a lot of off-the-court distractions that have derailed the ultimate goals for those teams. But I will say this. In looking at where LeBron is and the level that he's still competing at, how could you not go all in for the twilight of his career? To me, you can't be half pregnant if you're the Lakers. You already shipped away the last tradable first-round pick that you have over the course of the next decade or so in order to move off of Russell Westbrook and add Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell and Jared Vanderbilt. You traded draft assets in the middle of the season for Rui Hachimura. Like, you're a pot committed to LeBron James and getting the most that you can out of him. At this point, you have to go along with what the King says he needs in order to get the job done. Now, as far as what we saw in last night's game, I get why you want to highlight what happened at the end of the game and how he forced it in double coverage between Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray, but I throw it back in your court. Who the hell else you want to take that shot? After what you saw in the second half from the Lakers, who the hell else do you want to take that shot?
No, listen.
I don't want anybody else to take that shot. And nobody else.
That's what he was doing.
Because nobody else stepped up last night. And I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to get this off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem when a 38-year-old who plays every single minute of the game gives you more effort than a 31-year-old superstar that's in the heart of his prime. What we saw from Anthony Davis last night was unacceptable. And don't throw the damn numbers at me. I don't give a damn that he had 21 points and 14 boards. If you looked at the game, he was a non-factor. He had a couple of nice blocks. The one in the second half at Aaron Gordon on the rim was a nice play that led to some buckets in transition by Austin Reeves. That's great, but it's too inconsistent. The flashes of greatness are too far and too few between. And at some point, if this team is going to get over the hump, they've either got to add another superstar player or they've got to get a much more consistent AD. And I'm a lot more skeptical of the latter happening than the former happening.
You're Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And the AD part of it infuriates me. It infuriates me, Chris, because if I'm LeBron, part of those comments to me from LeBron after the game might have been looking at AD. Can I really rely on this guy? Because what has been the biggest knock about Anthony Davis all along? It's been the health. We've never questioned whether or not he was going to show up if he was on the floor and what kind of performance that you would get.
In all fairness, we hadn't seen a lot of AD on this stage before he left New Orleans. We hadn't seen it, but that's my point.
Yeah.
And we know how much of an outlier that is because you're talking about having 3 or 4 months from when they stopped play because of COVID to when they resumed it down in Disney.
Yep.
So we hadn't seen, and there's no fans in the bubble.
Nope.
So we hadn't seen AD on this stage before.
Nobody benefited more from the bubble situation than the Lakers and LeBron and AD just from a health standpoint, but we hadn't seen it. And Chris, I mean, all postseason, we're talking about the AD EKG. Up, down, up, down, up, down. No, that's not good enough. You're Anthony Davis. You're an elite defender. That's fine. That's as good as it gets on that end. I need more. I need more. I don't need 38. I need 28. I need an efficient 28. I don't need 6 for 15 from the floor in a game where I'm going home otherwise. And then after the game, maybe I got to look at myself in the mirror.
Well, it's hard to see yourself in the mirror with those stupid sunglasses on. I wanted to smack them off of his face.
I know.
To get on my freaking nerves, man. And here's the problem, man. We build this series as a matchup between two of the best big men in all of basketball. Well, clearly there are levels to this thing. Nikola Jokic is on a different level than AD. It's a completely different level. And if we're being honest about the catalyst for the Denver Nuggets in that third quarter, it was Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
I mean, think about this. The Nuggets outscored the Lakers 36-16 in that quarter. Nikola Jokic had 13 points and 10 boards in that. I mean, the second chance points, the Nuggets were killing the Lakers with those opportunities, those tip-ins, those opportunities for rebounds and putbacks, all of those things. You can't ask LeBron James to do everything.
Well, Chris,
and in the fourth quarter, you saw LeBron take it upon himself to start covering Jokic on the defensive end. Like, at some point, if I'm looking at AD, like, what the hell are you out here for, man?
Yeah.
What are we doing? If LeBron scored 31 in the first half and then he's covering Jokic in the fourth quarter, where's AD holding up his end of the bargain? Where is his contribution? That gets on my nerves, big fella, because you can't ask LeBron to do any more than he did last night. He was one rebound shy of a 40-point triple-double. Do you know there have been 17 20-plus point playoff performances by guys in their 20th season or later in their career? There have been 17 of them. 17. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has two. LeBron has got the other 15.
Yep.
And he gave you a 21-point quarter last night.
That's
he gave
what I
you
don't
a 21-point first quarter. He set the tone. The Lakers organization had a 23-game playoff win streak when leading by 15 or more points at any point in the game. And that was snapped last night because of what we saw in the second half. If you're in that locker room at halftime and you're AD and you're the others looking at LeBron James, who was so exhausted that he left the court early just to get off of his feet before the half, you guys know you got to step up and do
That's
more.
What
and
I
the
don't
fact that
get.
They didn't is an indictment on the sports character of the rest of those guys in that locker room, but particularly AD because he's in a leadership role.
That's what I don't get. How can Anthony Davis, who a week or two ago we are asking the question, is this AD's team now? We're actually asking that question. How can Anthony Davis at 30, 31 years old actually look at LeBron go out and have a 21-point first quarter and not be inspired to say, I got to help this guy tonight. I got to help get us home here. Like, where is that? Where is the competitive spirit on a consistent basis? It can't just show up when it shows up. You have to will it to show up. That's what the other guy was doing last night. And by the way, can we at least acknowledge, AD, that not only is it coming from him, but he is a top three player in the history of the sport at the age that he's at, and it's still coming from him. And you are a non-factor. You disappear. It's inexcusable on so many levels. That's why I don't blame LeBron, whether the comments are calculated about Kyrie Irving, whether they're calculated toward the Lakers, or it's just frustration in the moment. I don't blame him. And I mean, we kind of understand what's going on here. Let's hear from Wendy on this topic, ESPN's NBA insider this morning on Get Up.
I'm going to respect, you know, his process. I do think he really, 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 really wants to play with Bronny. And so I think that's going to trump everything. And I think he's going to set himself up to do that. But I also think he's exhausted and tired. He played one of the more remarkable halves of his 20-year career in the first half and completely ran out of gas at the end of the game. That is him facing his mortality. He understands that. And that's him reacting in the moment to that mortality. So it's all cool. Whatever he wants to do is fine. I suspect playing with Bronny and giving him this one more shot will trump that. But I'm going to give him the space, and I'm sure the Lakers will too.
I think he'll, I don't think there's any discussion that he'll be back, but I don't know how you're a member of the Lakers organization, Rob Pelinka, whoever, Jeannie Buss, not inspired by what that guy tried to do to get you there last night, and in doing so was proving a point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But to what Wendy just said, I don't think wanting to play with Bronny precludes LeBron from stepping away for a year. I don't think it does. I think it's as simple as add another superstar.
That's interesting.
Or I'm going to shut it down for a year and wait for my son to come out after his freshman year at USC if he's ready.
That's interesting.
But I'm serious. Like, I mean, Jordan took a couple of years away and came back. Now, granted, he was younger, but still, similar situation to when he went from playing for the Bulls to the Wizards. So all I'm simply saying is this. If LeBron James wanted to step away because he didn't like where the roster was for the Lakers going into 23-24, I could see a world where that happens.
Wow.
I could. And I think that's a part of the math, the equation, when it comes to what LeBron is going to do. If the Lakers put the full court press on and they go after Kyrie and they try to align the contracts as such where it's LeBron, AD, and Kyrie on the same timeline in terms of when they would be expiring, then that makes a lot of sense. That makes a ton of sense. But if they can't get a player of Kyrie's caliber, and based on what's out there in free agency right now, I don't know that they would be able to do that, then I could see a world where LeBron steps away for you. I absolutely could. And that to me is telling about how Bron feels about AD.
And that is disastrous for the Lakers too. Disastrous for the Lakers.
Oh, at that point, the Lakers are stripping it down.
Yep.
At that point, we're taking...
And LeBron, they have no assets LeBron, to rebuild with.
Yeah, we do. We got AD.
Yeah.
We got AD. Because I'm not building around AD.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about that. It's mission accomplished in terms of the AD trade, but I'm not building around AD. It's to your point from what you said earlier. This wasn't a passing of the torch from LeBron to AD during this postseason.
And I think this LeBron...
This became obvious that AD could not be the standard bearer for the Lakers by himself. He can't do it. So if LeBron steps away, then now all of a sudden we're talking about the Lakers rebuilding now.
Kent and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive protects your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, and RV, and could save you money. Visit progressive.com. Did you watch Succession the other night or not?
I did.
AD's Roman all of a sudden.
Just cracking?
Yep.
Just cracking?
Under the pressure. Up next, are the Lakers a Kyrie Irving away from getting to the championship round? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Greeny on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast. The NBA playoffs.
5 to shoot. Jokic in the corner. Jokic on the drive. Got deep and scored for the lead with 51.7 to go.
It's a collective effort, for real. It's that we are growing as a team, as a franchise. I think it's a really nice to be a Nuggets fan.
Continuing coverage of the NBA playoffs on Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
Are the Lakers a Kyrie Irving away from once again legitimately contending to win a championship? Can they win a championship with just a Kyrie Irving? It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. We hear from you in just 30 seconds. 888-729-3776.
That was a hell of a shot that Jokic hit over AD at 3 minutes to go in the game. Oh. Shot clock winding down. That was unbelievable, man. But he did the same thing against LeBron in the first half of the game.
It is
amazing.
It was
really incredible, man.
It is amazing that a guy that basically looks like me, but maybe just a foot taller, is the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's not particularly close.
The dad bod god, man.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable, especially in clutch time. Remember this. It was tied at 102 with 5 minutes to go. And then Jokic proceeds to score on assist on every made field goal for the rest of the way for the Nuggets. It's unbelievable, man.
He's so good.
And I don't want to go too far into this. We'll have plenty of time to talk about it because the Nuggets are going to be in the NBA Finals. But you are talking about a guy through one postseason legitimizing or validating, whatever word you want to use, the back-to-back MVPs that he got a couple of years ago.
Yeah. He has done that. And listen, if they had a revote today, and that's a massive hypothetical, he'd probably get the vote. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Jay Williams this morning on this very topic. Kyrie is in the crowd. We think LeBron is more than dropping hints. He's dropping very pointed comments in the post-game news conference about what his future is. Jay chiming in on KJM on exactly what the missing piece for the Lakers is.
Wherever Kyrie makes his decision, he has to buy in. And I think he's bought into what they're doing in Dallas. But I would even say if that is with the Lakers, having LeBron, AD in a franchise, like his contract guarantees should reflect his commitment, like which I think there is there for him. I think that relationship between where they were and where they are now with what they both experienced together and individually ultimately does set up for like Kyrie is like the missing piece of that triangle with AD and LeBron.
Is Kyrie the missing piece, like Jay says?
Yeah, he's the missing piece. They need somebody else that can be a primary ball handler, that can finish, that can create their own shot or create shots for others, and somebody else that you can rely on in a postseason series to score 25-plus points a game. Like we talk about the inconsistency from AD. If you're relying on AD to be that kind of scorer, we haven't seen that aggressiveness from him. And beyond that, just the skill set, he's not a guy that's going to be able to create his own shot consistently. So you need that other guy outside of LeBron James. And to me, that's Kyrie Irving. Now, we got excited because we saw some elements of that from Austin Reeves in different spots in the playoffs, particularly in that Memphis Grizzlies series. We got excited because we saw Rui Hachimura have some moments where he was able to knock down some big shots and have some big games. But you can't continue to rely on glorified role players to be that third star for the Lakers when they're trying to compete with it against the team in the Nuggets that has three legitimate all-star caliber players.
No.
And so I think that's what's creating the urgency in LeBron to push the front office in order to make a play for Kyrie. Like I said before, I don't think it's a coincidence that Kyrie is sitting courtside at all these games.
Oh, no.
He's letting it be known, hey, man, I want to be here. Now, we'll see how much he wants to be here based on the kind of contract he'd be willing to accept from the Lakers, knowing that they can't offer him as much as the Dallas Mavericks can offer him. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But, yeah, Kyrie, to me, if you add him to LeBron and AD and everybody stays healthy in the postseason, you're talking about a team that can contend with the Denver Nuggets out of the West.
Trust is a big word, and it's a word that you can't toss around when it comes to Kyrie Irving. You truly can't. But as close as I could ever get to that word with Kyrie Irving would be as if he's playing with LeBron.
Yeah.
Because I think LeBron is the only player who is capable of holding Kyrie accountable. Now, has Kyrie gone a little bit further off the deep end since leaving LeBron? Yes. Does that mean he can come back to that level that he was before? As a player, I don't doubt a thing he can do on the court. Not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still am going to wonder, is this guy going to cause me a problem here at some point? Or even if he does, is he going to cause me a big enough problem where it's going to hurt me getting ready for the postseason?
Well, that's the risk.
I'm going to wonder less than anywhere else, but I'm going to wonder.
But that's the risk you're going to have to take on if you're the Lakers, because you don't have any other options.
They have no choice.
You have no other option. How are you going to improve your team? How are you going to be able to take that leap to close the gap with the Denver Nuggets? There's nobody else out there. Who are you looking at? James Harden? You think James Harden is going to be the answer?
No.
Hell no.
Absolutely
like,
not.
The guy is Kyrie Irving.
Chris Middleton?
Listen, Kyrie healthy and locked in for a full season is an all-NBA player. Not all-star, all-NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron was third-team all-NBA. You put those two guys together with a player, when he's right, in AD, that's capable of being the best defensive player in the entire league? Yeah, that's good enough to win a championship. That's good enough to beat the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, I take my chances with that. But the downside to this, the risk that's associated with this, is are you going to be able to get a Kyrie that's dialed in L.A.? Are you going to be able to have Anthony Davis healthy and available and motivated and in shape for a change at the beginning of the season?
It's a hell of a thing when you're
Are you going to be able to get LeBron James to be able to stay healthy for as long as it takes to make a run? Remember, he missed all of March. He didn't play basketball in March. So, I mean, there are a lot of ifs, but if you're the Lakers, it's better to take on those ifs than to take on the task of a rebuild. The alternative from a Lakers fan perspective is not acceptable.
Oh, that's a hell of a trip to the craps table is what I was going to say if you're the Lakers. But it's when you only have that as a choice, it's a trip you have to make.
Yeah.
There's no discussion about whether or not they should do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's hear from the Laker fans. Let's hear from people who want to chime in on Kyrie being the difference right now between the Lakers winning a championship and not. And we go to L.A. up first. It's Sal joining us on ESPN Radio. Sal, what do you think? Sorry.
Sai, thank you so much for having me. I absolutely 100% agree that Kyrie needs to be added to this roster. And they have the cap space to do it by letting go of D'Lo and Malik Beasley and not guaranteeing Mo Bamba's contract. That will create enough cap space not only to bring Kyrie to L.A., but also re-sign Austin Reeves, which they definitely need. And, I mean, just imagine having Kyrie out there, another 25-point scorer, instead of D'Angelo, who was a complete no-show, a non-factor in the entire series.
If you take Kyrie and you put him in D'Angelo Russell's spot in this series, do the Lakers win the series?
Yeah, they win the series.
I agree, they probably do.
And you deal with the issues on the defensive end because of what Kyrie brings on the offensive end. Like, that was the thing with D'Angelo Russell. Like, you'll accept D'Lo being a liability on defense because of what we thought he could add offensively. But he was a nothing burger in that series. I mean, he was absolutely abysmal. I mean, to the point where they just had to accept in the final game of the series, which was the first time they were facing elimination, they were going with a different starting lineup. Think about it. The starting lineup last night, there was no D'Lo in that starting lineup. They didn't. They went with Rui Hachimura and they went with Dennis Schroeder. Like that was the best chance that we had at being able to win that game. And I just wish that they would have come to that conclusion sooner. Because guess what? Through the first three games, D'Angelo Russell, he was minus 53 in 79 minutes played. That's virtually unplayable.
You know, last night, Russell hit an elbow jump shot, and he couldn't help it. There was a degree of surprise in Mike Breen.
Yeah.
There was a degree of surprise that he came through. By the way, shout out Mike Breen, won the Emmy last night. Yeah. Best national player.
Oh, also got to give a shout out to Ryan Clark, too.
Exactly.
He got a sports Emmy, yeah.
Yep. Yes, he did. David Brooklyn up next on ESPN Radio. David, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How
Good.
Are you?
What do you think about Kyrie?
I mean, as a Net fan, I'm so glad we got rid of Kyrie. I think he, even though he's a generational talent, you know, he could play, obviously, but he's a horrible teammate, and he's toxic as hell. And all the news and all the stuff that he creates, it's just such a big distraction that I don't think it's worth anybody. Any
Kyrie
team to
was
take
in
him
the
up.
Position of being the alpha here. He didn't have the right guy with him. And trust me, I am not defending what Kyrie did with Brooklyn. Not in any way. Okay. But Kevin Durant was not the alpha as a leader of the team. He just wanted to go out and play. And he wanted to go out and play with Kyrie. The problem is when you allow Kyrie to do what he wants, that's what's going to happen. When you have LeBron with Kyrie, it's not like LeBron is, you know, controlling him, but he certainly holds him accountable.
Yeah, I mean,
he listens to LeBron.
Here's the deal, man. To find a player with the skill set that Kyrie Irving has is rare. Like, to not have to give up anything other than money in order to acquire said player, like, that is a gift. And as much of a headache as he is, the reason why people keep taking chances on him is because of the talent level. And at this stage, if you're the Lakers, you have no other choice. You don't. And I get it. David, as a Nets fan, he's seen the four-year saga that was Kyrie Irving and realized how toxic he is. But at some point, you have to say to yourself, do we want to go down this road with Kyrie Irving and deal with those bags? Or do we want to start a rebuild? And this is a franchise that doesn't go through a lot of rebuilds. They don't like that. They don't like that R word in Tinseltown. They just don't.
Doesn't exist there.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't see a world where they don't make a play for Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie Irving is willing to accept their terms, is a whole nother story.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and at progressive.com. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Here's Kale up next on ESPN Radio. Kale, what do you think?
I think Kyrie, thanks for having me, guys. I think Kyrie, like the last caller said, possible generational player, but also, you know, has a tendency to be toxic. Seems like a big gamble. And in this era of free agency, we want to find that silver bullet to fix all the problems. But is the answer right underneath the Lakers' noses in Austin Reeves and Lonnie Walker? I mean, if they both took a step forward, would that be enough?
No. No. The answer is no. That's not going to be enough.
Lonnie Walker had one game.
Let's not disparage Lonnie Walker and Austin Reeves. But
no, Reeves is really good. I give Reeves credit.
All I'm simply saying is they're fine players, right? And you like the upside to that, but there's a risk in betting on that upside too. You just don't know. At least with Kyrie Irving, I know I've seen it. Kyrie Irving hit the biggest shot in Cleveland Cavs history, which is the shot that turned the tide and won them that series against the Golden State Warriors. What was that, 2016?
Yep.
That's Kyrie Irving. I've seen him do it on the biggest stage that the game has to offer. I haven't seen that from Austin Reeves. I haven't seen that from Lonnie Walker, and that's the problem. And so, yeah, I like those players. If we could find a way to hold on to those players, that'd be great, but not at the cost of making a run at a Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are the Lakers a Kyrie Irving away from playing for a championship? Up next, though, has LeBron, in fact, already made his last trip to the NBA Finals? We'll tell you in moments. Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny, ESPN Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Greeny, the podcast.
We'll see what happens going forward. And I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Listening to LeBron James tonight, now we're wondering how much longer does he have?
Leads a lot of speculation and leads a lot of conversation one way or the other. Okay, there's a chance that maybe he's retiring. No, there's no way he's going to go out like that. I can give both of those arguments from that answer he gave. That's, like I said, the ultimate cliffhanger.
We actually have the question of somebody wanting to know, and we'll get to it in 30 seconds. Does LeBron regret going to L.A.? Give it a second. What if a quarterback completed 4 out of 5 passes? Well, you can play at that level with ZipRecruiter because 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, in for Greeny. Dennis, up next on ESPN Radio. Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Real quick question. First, I want to make sure I show my appreciation of LeBron and Kyrie for getting that championship. And I kind of wonder if LeBron just kind of regret going to Los Angeles. Obviously, he put himself in a position to make decisions for himself and his family. But from a pure basketball standpoint, I wonder if there's any regret that he should have stayed in Cleveland if he was really, truly chasing championships.
And you can't boil it down to just a pure basketball decision because that's not why he went to L.A.
No.
He went to L.A. because of all of the other businesses that he had off the court. He's got the production company. He's doing the barbershop. He's got the Spring Hill company that produces the movies. It was all about the interest that LeBron has in the business world, not to mention looking for a better quality of life for his family. Like, he wanted his son to play at one of the top programs in the state in Sierra Canyon. Like that has to factor into the math of why he went to L.A. Remember, when he got out there, he had to wait a year before the Lakers were able to get him AD, before they were able to get him some other pieces to allow him to compete at a championship level. They were awful his first year there. And he had to deal with an injury during his first season with the Lakers. So it wasn't just a basketball decision. It was a business decision. It was a quality of life decision. And getting a championship out of the deal is great. But I think the other wins that LeBron James has had away from the court make the decision worth it.
And in no way would he regret that one bit. And let's be fair about it. If you're from Cleveland and you wonder that, LeBron delivered on what his promise was. And that was a championship.
He got you a championship.
Didn't tell you he was going to win you multiple championships. He did what he was supposed to do. And for that, you can't ever look back and say, well, he should have stayed. No.
How many people, without disparaging the city of Cleveland, how many people left Cleveland for L.A. and regret that decision?
It's awfully quiet in here. How about this, though? Here is an added quote to Dave McMenamin's piece on ESPN.com. He, of course, covers the Lakers for ESPN. This is LeBron James on playing with Bronny. And notice if you see a little shift here, okay? Mm. I've done what I've had to do in this league, and my son is going to take his journey. And whatever his journey, however his journey plays out, he's going to do what's best for him. And as his dad and his mom, Savannah, and his brother and sister, we're going to support him in whatever he decides to do. So just because that's my aspiration or goal doesn't mean it's his. And I'm absolutely okay with that.
It's the right thing to say as a parent.
You think there's a little shift there?
No, I don't think there's a shift. I just think that's LeBron not putting too much pressure on Bronny to be in a one-and-done situation or to try to expedite his path to the league.
Wait, is that like when my dad used to tell us to his kids, listen, you can work at a gas station for all I care. You can do any job in the world that you want to as long as you go to college. But if I went to college and then started pumping gas, my dad's going to be okay with that? Probably not.
Probably not. Probably
see what I'm not. Saying? Like, LeBron wants to play with Bronny.
Yeah.
In the worst way.
And I'm
way.
Sure that that's something that Bronny, you know, dreams about, too. Think about it. I mean, the kid could have went anywhere in the country, and he decided to stay at home at USC. There's a reason for that. Like, I just in reading the tea leaves, this is something that's going to inevitably happen. But this is LeBron taking some pressure off of his son, and that's the right thing to do under the circumstances.
But to your point earlier, Chris, and I think it is a fascinating point that has not been considered and, frankly, not been said anywhere else. The idea of a gap year could absolutely, absolutely play into this. I could definitely see that. David, Minneapolis, next on ESPN Radio. David, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think definitely Kyrie Irving would be a great addition to the Lakers. But I really called to say that we need to give the Lakers and their management some credit for their midseason corrections. I mean, this has to be one of the best improvements to a team that was really the laughing stock of the league. Daily it was a joke about how bad they were, and then they made it to the finals.
Well, it wasn't daily a joke about how bad they were because they were terrible at the beginning of the year, yet in the middle of the season, there was never anybody who didn't think they were making the playoffs.
Yeah,
so you're not a joke when that's the case.
Well,
I know what the idea is.
Here's the thing. They were 13th in the Western Conference at one point. Ain't but 15 teams in the conference.
I know, but they were 13. Vegas, that they were making it.
Yeah, because of, well, they had LeBron, they had AD, but the Western Conference was so jumbled up. I mean, you're talking about five or six teams being within four or five games of one another. So, like, it wouldn't have been outside of the realm of possibility for the Lakers to make this huge leap if they could get on a roll. Now, I think Rob Pelinka making that trade and getting Westbrook off of the team and adding more complementary pieces kind of jump-started this team and them getting on the roll post-All-Star break. And then you talk about Anthony Davis elevating his play. I think all of those things mattered. But I don't give a lot of credit to Rob Pelinka for getting close.
No.
I don't give him credit for getting to the conference finals. For goodness sake, they got swept.
They have LeBron and AD
They got swept in the conference. So you're saying they got close, but they really didn't get close. They got to the Final Four in the NBA and got swept. There is a gap between where they're at and the Denver Nuggets are. And the Denver Nuggets ain't going away no time soon. How are you going to close that gap? That becomes the new standard in the West. Can you close that gap? To me, Kyrie Irving is the simplest answer, even though it's probably the one that makes a lot of fans uneasy because of the baggage that's coming along with him.
John in Ohio. John, you got 20 seconds. Go. You're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So I think Kyrie would be a great addition, and also I would hope that the Lakers would want to get another wing defender because that's what they had when they won the title, and they're going to need another center to guard Jokic. So I'm hoping that over the offseason they can assure those issues. Thank you so much.
Listen,
it's a nice wish list.
It is a nice wish list.
You ain't going to be able to get all of that, dog. Exactly. But here's the point. Having stars allows you to overcome other roster deficiencies.
Exactly.
That's the point. Like, if you don't have another center that can be a rim protector outside of AD, it's okay if you have stars because those guys are going to dictate the complexion of the game, and sometimes you can go with a small lineup.
The Lakers did not have enough stars to overcome a minus 50 from D'Angelo Russell. Not in any way.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.